Are we on the air?
Yes.
Yeah. And we back with another episode of the Bitoofies in a pod.
And look, she messed that again.
Look, I'm never prepared for that shit. I'm really not.
How you not prepared? And we're back with another episode of, what do you think we're going to say? The Brady Bunch?
The Brady Bunch?
We pretty much are fucking Flintstones with Pico Piedras.
Oh, man. Pata de piedra no tengo. I got smooth feet.
So, yeah, we back. And today, we're going to step out our comfort zones a little bit. So, we're going to need y'all to step out your comfort zones a little bit, too.
Relate.
And, yeah, let's just get right into it. Today, we kind of talking about some fears and obstacles and stuff that kind of you go through in your life and a few other added, you know, topics and stuff too. But let's just kind of dive right in.
Stick it said, fears, obstacles, shit that happened in life.
I mean, that is a fear, though. It's experiences and shit that you've been through that does cause obstacles, fears.
Nah, I'm just saying, man, the way he came out with it, I was just like, definitely messed up. But we're going to go with it. Come on. Get it, Mr. Pitoofy.
I thought I got it already. I'm handing off the baton.
You passing it through already?
Yeah.
You already quit?
Yeah, I got it started.
Miss Pitoofy said he got stage fright.
No, I got stage fright.
You too?
I for sure do.
That's why she need to start the next one.
So this is your fear?
No.
So you're going to start off your fear with stage fright?
Oh, hey. There you go.
We can start with some small shit. I don't really like being... Okay, so first things first. When you're sitting, not sitting, standing, however the fuck it is, how you're doing your presentation or whatever, like, for example, in school, when people are looking at me, that makes me real anxious. Mm-hmm. And I start to feel like I'm going to throw up.
For real?
I'm about to, yeah.
And everybody's looking at you?
When people are staring at me, yeah. Like, I feel so under pressure that I'm going to throw up.
That's rough.
So, when people are staring at you, is it, that's when you get mad and you be like, you want to go beat them up?
Okay. I do have road rage, too, when people are looking at me and shit, yeah. But,
is that why? Because your stage fright? Like, what the fuck you keep looking at?
No, I just don't like people looking at me, period. But presentations and shit like that, that's never been my thing.
I'm stage fright, but I'm going to kick your ass.
Because of road rage.
I'm coming at you full force. How you scared at that side?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been like that, though. I hated doing presentations at school and shit like that. It's just...
You don't like being the center of attention?
At all.
I mean, that's good. That's good. A lot of people crave attention. Some people stays away from attention, so... It's cool. Everybody, you know, got their own opinions and they keep their balance.
I feel like I understand what you're trying to say, but I can't quite put it into words.
So like a more bigger personal fear?
So like something like more like internally type thing, like not something like physical you're scared of, like people staring at you or, you know, like not heights, you know, like shit, like kind of something.
Like we all discussed fail.
Like failure.
Being a failure.
Everybody's, you know, scared to fail.
Everybody's scared. Of course. Everybody's scared to fail. What is the fear of failing to you? Like, what have you done that made you feel like a failure? Let's just say that.
Oh, me not being able to stay in one school for longer than a few months, constantly getting kicked out. What?
That? No. I'm talking about like.
So like failure. I know, like, one of my fears.
Almost like, what's your biggest regret? But not biggest regret, but something that led you into, like, damn, I really wanted to do that. Or I really wanted to go for that. And
all right, now, being a surgeon. After doing school now, I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm over it. I'm so fucking over it. I'm not playing.
You know what's funny? That we talked about it like, a couple episodes ago, and she was like, she wants to be everything.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be.
You're already closing that fam, huh?
This semester right now, man, I should be kicking my fucking ass. I don't even want to do school no more.
You regret it, right? You regret it?
I should have never went back. I was cool. I was content. This shit's stressing me out.
But is that what makes you like that's your biggest failing moment? Like, damn, I let myself down on that. What did you ever want? And you're like, damn, like. Like, I don't know, almost like the biggest goal or something.
One of my fears, let me just say this. Okay. One of my fears is leaving this world without leaving the mark that I wanted to leave, or okay. like the impression okay. on people that I wanted them okay. to know about
now,
me.
Now we're getting into it. Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So like, I want people to know that I'm driven and I'm motivated. I'm a fucking go-getter, shit like that. There's times where
you don't want to pass away and like nobody knows you for nothing. Like,
yeah, like I want to pass away and know that I left an impact on at least somebody's life. Yeah. You know, like.
Well, I get that.
Nieces, so, nephews, like so at the end somebody.
Of the day, so at the end of the day, that's. I mean, you're not failing at that. You're working. It's a work in progress.
Oh, definitely.
You know, so
for sure.
What about you, Mr. Pitufi? You look like you've been thinking over there. You got the thinking face.
No, he I'm got just, the side I'm lip and everything.
I was just over here listening. That's all. What are you talking about? Like, maybe some like my kind of like fears or yeah, you know yeah. stuff.
Failure moment, or like what? What moment? Or like even though she said, you know, she wanted to leave a mark. Like that's her biggest thing. Like that's
yeah, yeah.
She has to get to that point. Like that's what she wants to do.
Facts. I mean, I feel like that's the biggest goal in everybody's life. You know, is you want to find what you were meant to do in this world and have that have a bigger impact to, you know, like she said, at least somebody. But if you can reach a lot of people and impact a lot of people, then you want to do that as well. But I guess somewhere I've like failed, and I feel like I've talked about this a little bit, is my attitude. Like my attitude has fucked up a lot of opportunities and a lot of things for me. And that's, you know, kind of like where I failed at.
Wow, that's good.
And I mean, I guess I had seen this video on TikTok the other day, and I was like, you know, being mature is finally real, like, you know, not being a child anymore. It's finally taking responsibility for your shit and not, you know, like making any more excuses. Like, all right, well, oh, it's because, you know, the weather was bad and that's why I was always making it late to this job, or it's because of this, or it's because of that. No matter what it was, but it was,
but you know.
But
you said your attitude, and then you said maturing. You felt like.
No, I'm saying that was what the TikTok was about.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my attitude, like, I feel like I am maturing in that sense. Yeah. But that's, you know, one of my failure, regret type things is it's always been my attitude.
Your attitude always held you back?
Yeah. Because I have a lot of anger.
A lot of opportunities. I feel that.
But do you feel like you're progressing with, now that you know that that is something that has a big effect on your life, are you feeling like you're working on it to be able to be a better version of yourself?
Oh, yeah. Now that I'm actually taking responsibility for my actions and for what I've done. Yeah. Like, not even care more, because I always cared. It's just now I have to be more cautious about how I do things. Like, there's certain way to go about things.
Yeah.
Just like with anything else, with like protesting, with everything in the world, there's a certain way to go about things, and there's a certain way to not go about things, and I just need to figure out the correct way to go about things, which I kind of am getting.
Hey, but with life, they ain't give you a fucking manual. Facts. You just kind of got to figure that out and figure out how it works for you, because how it works for you probably won't even work for me. It probably won't work for Frecky. Just however it works best for you.
No, I mean, I agree with both. You know, I like the fact that you came out with, you know, leaving behind a mark. I think that's pretty important or pretty dope, especially like, you know, when you have your own family, wherever it is.
Those like, that are think, like my nieces and nephews.
Dope. I think that's dope that you want to leave, you know, your mark, and us, especially me as a parent. I'm already a parent. So, you know, obviously I want to leave something for my kid, and, you know, I already got a lot of stuff in motion for her. You know, if I ever pass, she's gonna be in good hands, or at least she's not gonna be hurt, you know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of things that I got going, so like that I can leave a mark. If I pass, then, you know, I know that there's stuff that I did leave behind, which it's pretty dope that you mentioned. So, because obviously I got a kid already, you know,
and yeah,
I gotta leave something behind. I can't be that parent that just don't have shit and just go, you know. And then I also agree with Pipo, you know, Mr. Pitufi.
Have they ever heard your name as Pipo?
No, but they have now. I mean, I don't know.
It's usually Pichong. He usually calls you Pichong out here.
Pipo, Pichong, Mr. Pitufi, all types of shit. Shit, charlatan.
Yeah, I feel like y'all might know me a little bit better than I know myself now.
But no, I also agree with him too. You know, the attitude, or even maturing. Us as guys, we keep stronger barriers, you know what I'm saying? And women have, their barriers ain't as strong as ours. And there's a lot of shit that us as men, you know, try to hold within ourselves. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know women do it too. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all don't do it like we do it.
No.
Like us as men, we hold back a lot. And when I say we hold back a lot, like there's a lot of shit that we don't even tell people. We eat ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And when that's eating ourselves, that's when people be like, oh shit, they are facing with some type of demons.
Or, so it kind of goes back to what we were talking about before. Like the world looks at you guys to be these strong people. Like you can't be weak in the eyes of someone else. Is that how you feel? Is that why you
don't open up more? I don't give a fuck how nobody feels about me. And honestly, I've been that person that I'm open. Always open. I'm like an open book. You know what I'm saying? Like if somebody asks me something, I try to give them advice. If they ask me something about me, I let them know. Like I ain't gonna, you know, tell them my privacy and shit like that. But
yeah,
you know, I'm pretty much open. And I like, for example, I like to have conversations of deep shit and shit, because sometimes I can relate. There's times I can't relate. Like, you know, shout out to my nigga JR. You know, when him and Manny was having a conversation, shout out to Manny, they was having a conversation, and I was hearing it, and I'm like, man, I feel like shit, because this is the first time I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
And like I feel shitty because I'm usually that person, I have the right words to say, and you know, I sit back and I'm like, yo, this blah blah. But all I can think is what I experienced, what I've been through. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what I think it's going to be like because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they was having a conversation back and forth, and I'm sitting there just minding my business, kind of like watching the game. And I'm just like, damn, like I feel bad because both of them lost a parent. You know what I'm saying? So like they're going back and forth talking about it. You know what I'm saying? And from there, I was just
baffled, like. That you couldn't relate, kind of like you're like,
yeah, wow, I'm usually that person, whatever. But going back to the, I am an open book, but there's a lot of stuff I do hold in. My fear is being able to express myself fully, I think is my fear. Right. Like, there's a lot of shit that I do hold back as a man, not only as a man, but like, you know, like there's things that sometimes I be scared to say or talk about and I don't want to let go. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I also think that's a man thing. Like, a lot of us as men, we don't want to show weakness. We don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't, I don't know how to explain it. We just, we're supposed to be, like, the tougher, you know, manlier person and, like,
yeah, the way
be,
society,
like, the brick wall and, yeah, like, you know, whatever you tell me, I'm here, you know, blah, blah. I can hold it, but at the same time, like, I can't express it sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where I was kind of going with the story and shit. But
so like, why do you feel scared though? Like, what's the reason to feel like vulnerable or like emotional or whatever?
I don't know.
Is?
I just always grew up as like thinking I'm just, I don't know.
So what is it? You feel like you're gonna look weak, or you like you don't know how to express it, or
yeah, I have to learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always been this person that I've always had a you know, like a brick wall in front of me, you know what I'm saying? And like I had some tough ass skin that I won't, you know.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, but it sounds like you said like you had stuff you wanted to say because you were like, you know, I be scared to say things sometimes. Yeah, or yeah, I hold like, back. So why? I mean, it seems like you know how to express it sometimes at least.
I mean, yeah. But, even when we've been talking through that episode, like I've been telling you guys, you know,
yeah,
little by little shit comes out. You know what I'm saying? And if they listen to the episodes, they would know. Like, okay, he's telling this, he's saying this. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't do this on occasion. Want to do it, like it's crazy that we do it on the podcast. We
right,
tell
right.
these motherfuckers and we never like really sit back and tell ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, but that's why I call this shit therapy too, you know what I'm saying? So it helps.
Yeah, we all got problems, we just don't know how to help each other.
I could
that's
definitely
the shitty
give
thing about the world.
One of my own examples, like I went through a very hard time, and rather than
Ooh, that's why
that was straight,
and for that's me, why. Rather than telling people, I felt like it would cause them more harm. So yeah. I kept it to myself and I dealt with it, you know, for as long as I could by myself. And the only reason why I actually really spoke up was because I felt like being that I kept it to myself for so long, other people didn't understand why I felt the way that I felt about it. Like, yeah. You know, things that were going on and shit. So I wouldn't say it's just a man thing or that females do it better of expressing shit. Sometimes it just really depends on the person. Like, one
also
of my biggest fears
too,
like Yeah, one of my biggest fears is being a burden on someone else.
That is true.
Yeah.
So I prefer that. Let me just carry. It's my issue. Let me carry this shit on my shoulders and go from there. Like,
yeah,
I've carried it this long. I could carry it, you know, for as ever or not as ever, but as much longer as I have to.
No, as you bring that up, that's just true. That's a lot of shit girls go through too. You know what I'm saying? And they hold it in, and that's how they get, like, I don't know. Like, when you don't talk about the things, it's kind of like what kills you inside, because the whole time, all you feel is like guilt and conscience just over and over and over and over and over.
So was it one of those things for you where, like, you wanted to say something, but you just didn't, like you said, you didn't want to feel like a burden or like, or did not, you kind of just want to keep it to yourself as well?
With that specific situation, it was more so one of those things where I know how it affected me, and I know that the people that I wanted to tell cared about me so much to a point where if I was to tell them, it would hurt them. Yeah, so it was more so like, instead of bringing you down in this hurt and this pain, I'll just carry it by myself.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's nice. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, I've been talking a lot.
No, you good. Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, like, for me, I'm learning, like, you know, it's sometimes it's better to let it out. Sometimes it's better to, like, you know, seek advice, or maybe somebody can relate to me and I didn't even know. But, you know, maybe I opened them up just because I opened up myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah, and, like, I am getting better at it. I am starting to, like, you know, be more, like, even, like, relationship-wise, you know what I'm saying? Being with my woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been together 10 fucking years, you know what I'm saying? There's still things that we don't know about each other, you know what I'm saying? And it's better communication, but it's probably things that we just either forget or just don't want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like,
feel like it's better off, you know, in the dark.
But, you know, that's... I am getting better at being able to express myself. You know, I'm trying to keep that barrier away. Because, like I said, that's how I grew up. I always grew up like the strong guy. Like, I always had to prove myself. And that even goes to that episode. Like, I felt like I had to prove myself all the time. You know, I had to be the big man. Like, I didn't show no weakness, no emotions.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. So, like, I'm slowly, you know, learning that, you know, I do got emotions and shit. You know, I am human, you know, obviously.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, it is better to sometimes let the things out, you know. It's like a relief, you know. You just, when you talk about it, it's just like, obviously nothing gets better, you know what I'm saying? But it just, it's like you let the weight off.
That's what I'm saying. It feels a little lighter.
Yeah.
Your head gets a little bit clearer. You might be able to deal with it a little bit better.
I mean, and then it comes to, you know, being vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Like, us as in relationships, you're in a relationship, right? Or no?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me all confused?
Listen, podcast, we about to find out together.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying.
This about to get saucy.
No. I think you told me that you were talking to somebody, but I just didn't know, like, you know, exactly. I never met the guy, or I don't know about the guy, so, you know.
It's actually been more so.
Okay, we don't got to talk. You don't got to tell them, you know. I'm just letting
you know. Oh, no, I wasn't.
But it's the only reason I brought it up is because, okay, you guys are fresh probably, right?
Like, new to the...
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
So then it would be, like, that's why I brought it up, because being vulnerable, like, there's things that in a relationship, sometimes we don't express, right? Or we don't say, or, like, we're the man, or, you know, like, different shit like that.
Or shit might bother you, but you just be
and
like...
You could add on, because obviously, like, you've been in multiple relationships, so...
Whoa!
Oh, my God. We all have. Okay, we all have. Okay. Doesn't make it any better. I'm not throwing no shade.
No, but you know,
it's already cold. No shade needed.
So, like, how you were saying, when you're in a relationship, it's actually pretty surprising, though. Like, him being a man, he does open up and he tells me a lot of, you know, a lot of things and how he's feeling and what bothers him.
Yeah.
So for me, it's actually pretty new, because not a lot of men actually even do that.
Yeah, they don't. That's what I'm
saying.
So
he also
así mismo.
Yeah. But he was explaining to me too that he wasn't like that in his previous relationships either. Yeah, it's just kind of like when you feel comfortable with someone, you feel comfortable enough to tell them the ugly parts and, you know, the things that you don't really normally tell people.
Right.
I mean, it's just,
and it also comes with, like, learning from your last relationship. Like, maybe he didn't express how he felt enough about certain stuff, and that probably what led to the downfall of the relationship. And that's probably why he, you know, kind of learned, like, maybe if I communicate stuff a little bit more, maybe if I'm a little bit more open, a little bit more vulnerable, then they can also do the same thing, but we can also solve problems a little bit better.
Yeah. And be there for each other and, you know, right. make this a lot stronger.
Just a different standpoint.
Yeah.
Know? Either way. The thing that's hard about being vulnerable is, like, we think so much as of, like, are you going to judge me? Are you going to accept that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are you going to shy from that? Are you going to support me through that?
And then being a guy sucks because
so that's like, what's
do
hard.
Do I look like a bitch if I say I don't like this? Or hey, I feel
sometimes
like this
I feel that
this?
Way too.
Like sometimes that's hard. You look weak. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's the problem. Being vulnerable, you show weakness. And a lot of people are scared to do that.
But there's strength in weakness.
Okay, yeah. But I'm saying first you got to get weak to learn how them strengths.
That's what I'm saying.
You're already at the high. Once you get down, now you get back up.
That's what I'm saying. There's strength in weakness.
So like, you know, that's why I brought up relationship and shit. And yeah, you hit it right on the money. There's things that like some people are going to express with other people. And it's not only the comfort thing. It's not only the trust thing. It's just like the way the vibe is going that day, maybe. And we're just talking, going back. Oh, yeah, this and this and that. Oh, yeah, this and that. And we're having that conversation. So it's like going with the flow kind of thing.
Right. And it kind of just fills out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because now you're in that moment and you feel comfortable with the person. You feel, you know, mm-hmm. you feel like it don't have to be fresh. It don't have to be 10 years down the road. It's just it's the way it comes out and how it comes out and with who it comes out. You know what I'm saying? So like.
So you're saying communication should feel natural?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And
what if you're in a position like me where it's kind of never come natural?
That's why we got to work on it. That's all. Doesn't mean that we can't. It doesn't mean that.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just saying, like, but just what if it doesn't come natural? Then what?
That's something you have to find out on yourself. What do you want me to say? Is it something that you can't fix or is it something?
No,
that...
I'm just saying. Just like what? I'm not saying you can't fix it because, like, communication you can obviously fix. I'm just saying, what if communication doesn't come natural? Because you're saying like, oh, if even if it's the right vibe, like, the right person, this
nah,
and that.
It's just all right.
I think it should come natural. But what if it doesn't come natural for anybody?
Like, I think that
person with anybody. Like, what if just
some people are more constricted? Like, even with being comfortable, they just don't want to talk about it.
I hate that. I'm sitting in my head trying to repeat myself, and then I'm like, fuck. It's gone. Shoo. Fuera.
What does he like to say? Scooby Doo pop pop.
Yeah.
No, but shit. I was gonna say. I think, and then I started looking to the sides. I fucked up. But no. I was gonna say. I think that you know, like, it's how the conversation is brought up or approached or like. I'm talking about it's the flow of the conversation. So, like, if I was to conversate with you about something, we'll start going more into
converse.
It. More into it, huh?
The correct word is if I was to converse with you.
Okay. Sorry. Yes. It'll keep going more and more and more. And then we're like, okay, since we keep going with the same subject, I got this to say about it. Now I got this to say about it. Now I got this. And, like, the more you go down the road, the more you're opening up and telling them, like.
Right.
So I don't think it's just like not fully natural. I think it's just like how it's approached, the how you feel comfortable with that conversation.
So you're saying like it kind of just
because
like
it's gonna be a conversation that y'all never gonna talk about.
But that's what I was gonna say. So what if it's something like that? What if it never comes up? And then if you're not good at conversing, then how do you bring it up?
Why is it conversing and not conversating?
Same difference. Not even same difference. They're just different words.
Okay, but we'll go back to it.
So like I said, either way, so like you're saying like if the topic came up, then you can obviously talk about it and then you get mm-hmm. better with talking about it because you're like, all right, well, now that we've talked about it, I got this to say about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then
yeah.
shit, maybe even I got something to say about something else.
Yeah.
But either way, what if it doesn't come up and you don't know how to converse and communicate?
Yeah,
so you
it's
don't know
almost
how to bring
like
it up. So that's what I'm saying. Then what happens there?
It's just like breaking ice. Something got to start that conversation. Whether it's you, whether it's her, whether it's me, whether it's Miss Bidufa, whoever the fuck it is, somebody got to break the ice to get into that conversation. And then when you get into that conversation, there's parts that you're gonna get into, and you're gonna show by facial expression, okay, you're not comfortable with that. Let's change that one up. Oh, you like, oh, yay. Okay, we going down this road. Okay, yeah, it's flowing now. Oh, shit, he didn't like that part. Hold on.
All right, so you got a good point there.
And when I say you don't like that part, that's where you're like, that's the one you don't want
to
talk about.
So that's what I'm saying. So you got a good point there. So what if we get to that part and they don't like where the conversation is going? Then how do you feel when you tried to communicate and you got shut down a little bit?
That's actually rough.
Some people can be suspicious, like, about something, like, oh, what happened there? Or some people can be saying worried, you know what I'm saying? Some people can be anxious to know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it just depends, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the person and how they feel about the conversation. You can, it's almost easy to read their face expression, so you're sitting there like, okay,
yeah, you can read body language for sure, but that's what I'm saying, like, what, so that's. That just goes back to my point. So, yeah, say you brought up something that you kind of wanted to talk about or you felt some type of way about, and then you see them and they kind of make a face like, yeah, I kind of don't want to talk about this. And then what do you do from there? It's like, all right, do I ever bring anything else up again, or do I just fucking keep it in the dark? Where do you go after that? Because you're already afraid of communicating, or, you know, you've got a problem with communicating.
Okay, if it gets there, how about us as men, women, you know, us, they... You know, let's just say if we get to that point, then maybe be like, hey, I got to get this off my chest. I need somebody to hear this. And you're supposed to be my person. Like, this is you're the person that I'm supposed to trust the most, whether it's, you know, family, whether it's your partner. Shit, maybe you got to tell yourself. You're just sitting there in a fucking mirror talking to yourself. Like, I got to get this out. Whether it's you just have to say it out loud. But I don't know. Maybe just come out with it.
I can give an example of what you were saying, though. One day I was asked by someone, who hurt you? Because of how I reacted to what they did. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, it was kind of like one of those situations where it was like, it's not really about who, it's about what happened.
So it kind of like triggered something in you a little bit.
Yeah. So it was more so, I don't necessarily want to talk about it, but you're never really going to understand me or why I did what I did or why I react the way that I do unless I do tell you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, whether you want to hear it or not, I'm going to tell you. And then from there, you have the option to take it or leave it. And right. I much more prefer that since you asked, you just take that shit in and be like, okay, now I know how to deal with this person or how to approach this situation in the future.
Yeah, that's a part of growing. You got to find out, you know, adjust with the person or find out what the person is comfortable with and what the person, you know, sometimes there's things that, People are scared to ask somebody. And that's why I told you, like, sometimes just come out with it and be like, look, I got to get this off the chest. Somebody's got to hear me.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're my person, then you should be able to listen to me.
For sure. I feel like that's low-key mandatory.
And
I'm always, like,
and then when I say, I keep saying it, when I say my person, it doesn't mean your partner or it doesn't mean, you know, your brothers.
It's just who you felt comfortable with talking to at the moment. About that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one person out there that you be like, all right, this person, I fuck with them, I trust them, they know me, or, you know, they know this about me, they won't judge me, whatever it is. Always. It's always going to be that one person.
I won't lie, you said trust, and that's actually one of my other fears. Trusting someone too much, and them doing you so fucking dirty in the end, so you kind of just, you hold yourself in a shell where it's like, nah, I fucks with you, we cool as fuck, but I can't be that close to you, or I can't trust you that much because, you know, people fold and people I don't know what's going to cause you to fold, but I can't tell you too much.
Right. So that kind of reminds me of another, like, not fear, but, you know, kind of something I deal with is, like, fear commitment a little bit. And, like, it's not even that I'm, like, scared to commit. I'm just scared of kind of what comes with commitment, you know?
Mr. P. Doofy. Mr. P. Doofy.
That's
Mr.
actually a really good point, though.
Mr. P. Doofy. 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 Hey. And with that, we're going on a commercial. We should talk about commitment later. Commitment. Commitment. Commit, commit, commit.
You got issues.
Yo, we back, man. So what were you going with this commitment shit, man?
Man, I feel like this is the shittiest way to drop back in. But either way, not really afraid to commit, but afraid of what comes with commitment. Because my good sister over there made a good point, and she was saying, what if you overcommit? So you overcommit.
What do you mean by overcommit?
Overcommit just meaning that you committed more than they did. and the output isn't reciprocated. So, you know, like, you're pretty much left high and dry. So, say you overcommitted, you were, and also to tie in her point as well, you overcommitted, you trusted too much, you invested too much into the relationship, and then it went to shit.
You love too much, you care too much.
And it wasn't your fault. They lost interest, wanted to see other people.
So you're afraid of overcommitting.
I have that issue.
I guess that's what...
Well, you said she brought that up, my fault.
No, I mean, I brought up the commitment, but she...
Yeah, you brought that up, so I'm talking to you now. So you're afraid of overcommitment.
So for me, it's... I wouldn't even say overcommitment. It's more so just like, I have a big heart, so I just naturally care too much. I do too much. Like,
right.
I invest myself entirely too much. And when the person doesn't meet me halfway, it's kind of like, all right, well, I'm not doing this shit no more. Like,
right. So that
if
makes
I care about you that much, or I'm doing all this for you, I'm expecting, not even more so expecting, but for you to be who I am for you.
Right.
What happened? Okay, let me see. What happened? You scared me for a minute.
What happened? Scooby-Doo pop.
No, for because I just lost my whole train of thought.
Oh, man. Okay. So, does that make you bring your guards up? Like, that makes you be harder on the next person? Do you feel like now, since you feel like you overcommitted and they didn't respect that or didn't commit or meet you halfway, do you feel like now you're going to less commit? Or
no, I don't carry it on. But when it comes to that one person that I felt was not being that for me, I am no longer going to be that for them. I'm going to take a whole bunch of steps back for the simple fact that you're not doing what I was doing for you.
Back right. Up.
And yeah. That's where I was kind of getting to is like, it's not even, like I said, it's not fear of overcommitment. It's not fear of overcommitment. Cause like we said, it's not the problem of committing. It's what comes with the commitment. So like mm-hmm. I said, you're not really overcommitting. You're just committing. And the other person, isn't ain't. Committing right, as much as
I'm expecting them to. Yeah.
So they might commit a little bit, but it's not the same. Like I said, it's not reciprocated.
Dang.
Definitely.
I was going to say, maybe the other person thought they was committing, but just, I'm not defending nobody, nothing. I'm just, because sometimes maybe I have problems before in my commitments. And it's not that the other person probably is not committing. It's just probably like they commit different and they're also learning to commit. So sometimes it takes that time of growth to get to being able to commit halfway with you, where you are. Sometimes the other person maybe is committing too much and right. I haven't met that yet. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I'm glad you brought that up because I that kind of made me think, what if you guys just aren't on the same page? And that kind of goes back to like the communication thing where it's like you should have communicated. You felt like
right.
This.
If you're not on the same page, like, it's hey, like once again, it's like a learning curve. It's like it's part of the growth. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm with you with so many years, like just because we're together for 10 years doesn't mean that I know all about you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I know your whole life story because there's so many fucking stories to talk about. There's so much shit that happened in life that you know it is. You're not even gonna remember half of the shit. Drink again, bro. It sounds dry. It sounds dry. But
Seco.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't think time matters. I don't think it matters if you've been together for 10 years. I don't care if you've been fresh. It's just like maybe that person is like have to adapt to commitment.
For me, it's just try.
No, yeah, for sure. You at least got to try.
Honestly, at least if you try, we can work somewhere. I can then express to you that, okay, can you be a little bit more open? Can you be a little, you know, more into detail about why this bothers you or why you feel this way? Like, communication definitely goes a long way. Thanks. And that's a big part of commitment. If you can't have a conversation about certain things, how are you guys going to progress? How are you guys going to get anywhere?
Exactly.
You that's don't why, talk, we won't know.
That's why we talked about being vulnerable. That's why we talk about, you know, communication, like Mr. Pitufi said, you know, all that shit matters when it comes to commitment. You know what I'm saying? How can you commit to something, especially in relationship? Because we're going to talk about out of relationship commitment too. How can you commit something into a relationship when there's no communication? It's almost hard.
It's almost not gonna hard. Work.
Yeah, what are you going to commit to? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say, I'm about to do this and do this and do this, bring this to the table, bring this to the table. I got this plan. And this person is working slow. It's not that he's working slow. It's just he's struggling. Not even say he. Maybe it's she or they. You know what I'm saying? They're struggling. So they're like, damn, I'm trying to get there. And sometimes they're probably trying the hardest, but you just don't know because you expect more or something.
What you talking about, Willis?
Whoa. I do understand what you're talking about, though, because I fall victim to that a lot, where I feel like I'm expressing a lot about my upbringing and shit and of who I am today and why I am this way today. And if you don't give me a little bit of something to work with, I'm just kind of like, okay, like you were saying, we're not on the same page then.
Right. On the same page. Yeah.
Because if I'm opening all my chapters for you to read, I need you to do the same. Like, at least give me something to work with. Give me a chapter or something. Just tell me something.
Yeah.
But listen, just because you're not on the same page doesn't mean everything is done. Like, this shit is canceled. You're canceled, period. No, it's just sometimes that person, going back to being vulnerable, going back to being open and expressing and communication, sometimes that person is probably struggling and they're not used to that. You know what I'm saying?
I do. But that's why I say, just try.
So that's why I said to myself, I'm doing better. I'm trying to be better at expressing myself. I'm trying to be better at, like, showing emotion, being involved. You know what I'm saying?
You're committing. Trying. That's commitment. What I'm saying. Effort. At least right. A little bit of effort goes a long way.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah. So what you think about commitment, Mr. P. Doofy?
Hey.
Are you afraid of commitment?
Eso lo que yo dije.
See, but what you afraid of?
Like I said, what comes with it? And I kind of talked about it a little bit already and tied her topic into it as well, but it's just you don't want to put all this love, all this effort, all this emotion into a relationship and you're not getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of one of the shittiest feelings in a relationship, is just not getting what you're giving to the relationship.
I mean,
like I said, it's not.
Do you
to
feel
the
like that's
of
part of
committing?
Do you feel like that's part of growth? Do you feel like part of communication? What do you think? Let's just say this: how can you resolve that to be better commitment?
I don't know. I guess it all depends on the situation, on why, you know, you might feel that way about your partner or anything. But I don't know.
All right, let me ask you this: let's step out of relationship. Okay.
Hey.
Now there, what's your problem with commitment? What holds you back from committing? What's hard about committing?
Like I said, giving a whole lot and not getting much in return.
Yeah, but
and
we're talking about out of relationship, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about everything. Yes. Still? Yes. This goes to jobs. This goes to anything. Okay. That you want to put too much. Well, not even that you want to. You put too much effort into it, and you give it a try, and you give it a go, and you give it time and everything, but nothing comes of it.
Okay.
I can speak on friendships. Okay. And that's what I lost a lot of friends because they weren't good friends to me like I was a good friend of them.
Exactly. So
you committed all your time, your energy, you listened to all their bullshit. You helped them when they need help.
Advice,
whatever the fuck the case may be, but you're doing all this shit and then next thing you know, it's like I said before, they fold.
I feel that. Everybody loses friends.
One, they sit here and, you know, they act cool as fuck in your face. And then next thing you know, they're talking about you to somebody else.
Yep. They're with the next friend group and you're the topic of conversation. When they were just talking shit about the person that wasn't in the friend group at the moment last time.
Another example. You sit here, they ain't got no fucking money to their name. You help them. You can't even get a fucking thank you.
Been there, done that.
Like, there's just a lot of shit that comes into play with all of that shit. Like, for me, that's why I don't really have friends no more, because I feel like I was too good of a friend and they really weren't my friend, period. Like, right. It was just more so one-sided as fuck.
Yeah.
So let's step away from commitment. Let's talk about expectations. Oh. Do you feel like sometimes you might expect more from a person and that can lead into some issues or commitment or, you know, trust or anything? Just because, like, maybe you're used to something and you just feel like, I expect more out of you, or I expect this in return, or I expect... Because expectations
keep
is a bitch.
Thought. I'm going to just go real quick.
Because expectations is a bitch.
And that's what I was going to say. Is like, expectations is a bitch, but that's also what you can tie into trust and... How'd they get a dam? Trust and the... What were we talking about? Committing. Okay.
No, I'm not committing.
So, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We were talking about those before.
Okay.
So what I was saying is we can kind of tie those up.
He lost his thought. Scooby-Doo.
I got this. Garbage expectations, though. I definitely
hold your thought now. It's her turn.
I definitely do expect for people to at least try. And if you're not trying at all, then you have no business being around me. Because I give chances out so many times.
That's what I was
so
trying to do. So it's like, okay, with, yeah.
I gave you a chance this first time. You ain't figure it out. So I'm going to give you a chance one more time because now I done explained to you that this is what I want from you. This right. is what I, you know, what I'm looking for from you.
Right.
You say, okay, cool. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to give you that try again. You fuck up again. Now it's like, all right. Like I said, my heart is naturally just so giving. So I'll give you one last try. Three strikes, you're fucking out. I'm sick of your shit at this point.
Okay.
Now you're playing too fucking much. Okay. Like, you're playing with my time. You're playing with my patience. Like, now I feel like okay. you don't respect me because I'm telling you all this shit and you're not.
Okay, look. What about if that's just okay? I'm only trying to like I'm not trying to defend nobody. Obviously, this have nothing to do with nobody. Now. It's just like I like to be on the other side, just so people can have
different perspectives.
Yeah, both sides. You know what I'm saying? So what about if that's something that they struggle with a lot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
help me to help you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what the hard part. Remember, we talked about weakness. We talked about, you know, vulnerability. Like, a lot of people struggle with that. And we're not bringing that up because of us. We're bringing it up because the world deals with this. The world is afraid to be vulnerable. What's up?
The drink.
Oh. The world is afraid of being vulnerable. They're afraid of commitment. They're afraid of communication. You know, they're afraid of, they have that barrier, they have that persona. That's who they were. That's who they grew up as. So now it's like, they got to adapt to something different.
So expectations. You know what I'm expecting from you, being that I've been vocal about it numerous times. If you can't do just the simplest, if you can't do the simplest thing, then it goes back to whether it's hard for you or not. I was open enough to tell you that I need this from you. And if you can't respect that or, you know, try and give me a little bit of something to work with, then this is just not going to work. Because we're never going to be on the same page. You're not even trying. You're not trying to open up. You're not trying to be, you know, open enough to be like, okay, I understand that you don't like this. Let me try to work on it. Even if I tell you the smallest fucking thing, at least I'm giving you something. Give me something. Or you got to go.
I feel that.
Because a one-way street, you only go one way. So if you're not meeting me somewhere, I'm going down this whole fucking road by myself. This is pointless. I'm getting nowhere.
And that's how you make new friends, and that's how you make, you know, get into new relationships. It's just like, you ain't cut. You ain't cut for what I am, what I expect, what I want from you.
For sure. You might be what somebody else needs or what they want, but not you mine. Didn't meet my standards, and I gave you chances. No more.
Okay, but I like what you guys talk about, because I feel like, you know, everything that have to do with commitment is just the other side. But I think I want to dig more into my side just to give the people another perspective again, since I've been doing this all fucking day. But like, you know, I want to say on my side, because sometimes I didn't bring enough. Sometimes I was the weight. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I was the person that couldn't provide shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, now what do I do? This person is committed to me, whether it's friendship, relationship, or fucking job, and I'm not bringing what I'm supposed to bring to the table.
Okay, so let me bring this up. Did you notice you weren't bringing enough? And did you change it? Or did you notice and you didn't do shit?
I'm going to say both. Was it too late? I'm going to say both. To some occasions, I notice that I'm fucking up. Okay? But to some cases, I don't know, because that's something I have to learn.
Right. You know what there was three. So it's did you notice and you did something? Did you notice and didn't do something? Or did you not know at all? So was it like, is it a mixture of all three? Like just because you're learning, or?
So relationship wise, I feel like my problem to commitment is like, you know, if I say something, I got to be about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you I'm going to do this, if I tell you I'm going to
help you, you're a man of your word.
I have to be a man of my word. And to be honest, us, you know, we not only that we get busy, because I can't say busy, or, you know, we get distracted or whatever the fuck it is. You know, I need to put in more work. I need to be more knowledgeable. I need to be more focused. I need to be more detailed. You know what I'm saying? And that's stuff that I have to work on as myself. You know what I'm saying? They're right. Committing to me. They're giving me all this time. Hey, I'm paying you this. I'm teaching you this, and they right. don't have to, you know what I'm saying? But I'm the one that's failing. I'm the one that's failing to get there. I have to get there.
Right.
So my commitment problem is I haven't met where they want me to. They expect me here, and my expectations is down here.
Yeah, but you kind of just contradicted yourself, because you're saying you feel like you should go above and beyond.
Right.
But you're saying your expectations are still lower than
because above of me. And beyond. I have to be above and beyond. I have to push myself and tell me I'm supposed to be doing this. But I gave a little slack. I started chilling because it comes around the environment. Sometimes what you see, you know, what you're getting used to, you're like, fuck it. I'm going to fall into this hole. Bad habits. I shouldn't be that.
Yeah.
I should keep showing them I'm the best. You need people like me.
Right.
And not to point your fingers and laugh at.
Say goodnight to the bad guys.
To the bad guys.
So, yeah, I was just about to say something.
Even in relationships. Sometimes maybe expectations is high and you know, I'm struggling to meet that.
Right.
And okay, it's not that I'm not, I don't want to meet it. It's not that I can't meet it. It's just I'm struggling.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, though. So you're on the opposite side, but I'm saying.
Have you ever felt in that hole?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed when it was too late. That was my problem. So you said it was a combination of noticing and not doing enough and noticing and trying to do enough. Me, there was times where I noticed, but it was too late. I thought back on shit. And I was like, damn, maybe I was in the wrong. Maybe I could have did this better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of maturing and taking responsibility on your actions and consequences and everything. But yeah.
But I want to get into what some of the poll messages had, and so like one person said, the question was, does women think men should be more vulnerable? I don't know why I put men, you know, it could be men, women, whoever, but
maybe just because you were saying like it's a little bit harder for men to be vulnerable, so maybe
that's that is what I meant.
Yeah
But this person wrote, so personally I want my men to be vulnerable. So my family, to my family members and my partner.
And you got multiple chicas?
But what multiple chicas?
No, you said men. I want my men to be vulnerable. That's what
I'm reading the message.
It says she got multiple men now.
I guess.
Is it men with an ear or was it man? If you're reading it as men.
No, we ain't judging that. Come on. But but there are men who are vulnerable with anyone and everyone. But yes, men should be more open with the people in their lives.
I agree.
So, yes, there is people that is too vulnerable. They express themselves too much. Sometimes you're like, you're trying to be everybody's best friend.
Is she saying men are too vulnerable like that? Like some men are too vulnerable? Are you just saying like some people are too vulnerable? Not insinuating anything, but just giving on the given topic. She might be taking it the wrong way.
Okay.
Maybe he's too vulnerable with his mom or his sisters, where he's more open with them. But she's like, right. Can you be open like that with me? I should be your person at the end of the day. Can you be like that with me?
Okay, I get that.
Right.
I get that. Maybe. Who knows?
Hey, what do you guys think? We ain't trying to break up no marriages here. We ain't no.
No, what do you guys think?
I do feel like though in a relationship, it goes back to what we were talking about. You should be able to count on the person that you're with. You should be able to, you know, express those things to them and then be there to, you know, lift you up whatever way that you need lifted up, you know?
Because they also said, the person also said that she would like to be their safe space.
That's how it should be in a relationship.
And exactly. That is how it should be. Facts. Not only should it be their safe space, but like, you should be everything if that's your partner. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, I get the safe space, but you should be everything. It's the, you know, going back into commitment shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, this person is a he. He said he's afraid of committing because people don't realize the pain of losing someone you truly love.
Ooh. So he's not even saying like things went sour. Is maybe somebody died or is he saying like a breakup too? Like you lost.
I think it's more of a breakup. Like, you know, like, damn, I really love this person. I'm sorry. Like, what could I have done better? Or, you know what I'm saying? What, you know, obviously they probably feel like they failed that person. You know what I'm saying? And so it's perfect with the episode because they probably think they failed and they probably think they could have commit more. They could have been more vulnerable. Yeah. More communicating more. You know what I'm saying? So, like.
With that being said, I seen this TikTok that says it's harder for men in a breakup than a woman. Do you think that's true, at Miguel?
Miss Pitufa.
Okay, coming from just my own experiences, it hurts in the beginning, but it fades pretty fast.
So you're saying for a girl, it's easy to move on? I'm just asking. I'm not saying for everybody. I'm just saying like kind of in a general sense. Do you think?
I wouldn't say that it's easy because it does take me quite a bit of time to actually really move on from, you know, whoever I was with or whatever.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's easier on either end. It just kind of depends on how committed you were. So for me, sometimes it was harder to get over shit because it was like, damn, I did this, I did that. And it's you kind of blame yourself as if, okay, maybe I wasn't doing enough. But you know mentally, like, you did everything right. But maybe you just weren't doing it right for said person.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't enough for them.
Right.
So that's why shit failed. So you know what?
Too much.
Let me take that and just run with it and be like, you know what? Let me do a little bit more next time. Let me be a little bit better. Let me listen more. Be a little bit more open. But to answer your question, I wouldn't say that we move on faster. It just really boils down to how much you really care about this person and how much you invested to a point where time to recuperate from the whole shit is really just based off of those things.
Okie dokie. I like that answer.
What do you think?
What do I think about what?
You asked her if you think it's easy for a woman to get over a man faster. Is that what you asked?
Yeah. In the TikTok video, they was like just going around asking, do you think it's easier for a guy to move on or a girl?
I don't know if it's easier for a woman or a man.
I say it's probably just a little bit easier for women just because of pretty privilege. So it might be harder for a guy because a guy has to try and get a girl and shit. But like a girl, as soon as they say they're not in a relationship, guys are just lining up.
I think guys' barriers and their self-esteem is what holds them back more than women. But
that's what I'm saying. So like our ego is struck. Our pride is struck. We're like, damn, we just went through a breakup. We got to fix something. We got to change something. They just be like, oh, I'm fresh off a relationship. Not to say bad on any women, but some guys, you know, that are savages. It's just easier.
There's some guys that are out there and they're savages. They say, fuck that. And they bang somebody else on the same day or something.
And this also goes back to what she was saying as well. Is like, it also depends on your commitment to the relationship. So if a nigga wasn't really committed,
then they'll be quick.
Where's the next one?
Okay. What about if that's how you deal with your pain? Going to Grey's Anatomy and my boy Georgie. Remember when his parents...
They always say that the best way to get over someone is to get under someone, but that is not true.
Yeah, don't ever follow that speculation of getting over someone.
In my opinion, to get over somebody or any... To get over something, whether it's a person or a job or anything, you have to focus on yourself.
And time.
Focus on yourself.
And time.
Think about the situation. Think about what you did good, what you did bad, what you could have did better.
Facts. It's all about, it's always about progress. What could you done, they done, everyone done to be better?
Facts.
So this other person said they're afraid of commitment because you literally put your all into one person, but you never know what day it will be when they switch up on you.
Same. Been there, done that. Totally agree.
We talked about that, giving so much and then they just fold. We did kind
of talk about that, yeah.
Yep. Facts. I definitely agree.
And this person over here.
Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody.
Sometimes I truly believe I want commitment, but when the opportunity really presents itself, I shy away.
Hold on. Repeat that. Sorry.
Sometimes I truly believe that I want commitment, but then the opportunity presents itself and I shy away. Like that person is afraid of commitment. But it also says sometimes maybe it's easier to say you want commitment when a person you're allowing yourself to chase, the one that isn't good for you, pushes you away. So the person you want doesn't want you, or is pushing you away.
Oh, so it's one of those situations where it's like, I want you, but you don't want me. Right, right. And they want me, but I don't want you.
But they're who's actually but really they're good, the good for one. Me. They're who's going to care for me. And right. You know. Yeah,
the one that I don't want is the one that's good for
so
me.
So you got to work on self-love, baby.
Yeah, you got to work on your priorities. Because if you're thinking, hey, I want this motherfucker and I know he's bad, because it sounds like you're saying you know they're bad for you. Or you shouldn't be with them. So let me finish it. You shouldn't even go down that path.
So let me finish. It says, so when you really think you want commitment from a person that is unavailable, you're using that situation to avoid your true issues. Which she said, issues of commitment, esteem, anything replacing it with comfortable, toxic situations that you're used to, situations that you're comfortable with.
Huh?
That's what I was saying. I'm a little confused. All right, repeat it again. Let me try to process this.
So when you really think you want commitment, a person that is unavailable. So this person is unavailable.
When a person why are you trying to commit to an unavailable person?
Okay.
That's my first thing.
Maybe it's something like a high school crush. Maybe it's something like a kid crush.
Do not be a homewrecker.
That's what I was going to say. If that person isn't something else, let that shit go.
It could be that you guys had the strongest bond. You guys was great for each other, but you never made that move, and that person moved on.
The other person is in a relationship. They are unavailable. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me. Unavailable sounds like a relationship. Why are you trying to pursue a person in a relationship? That just sounds like bad news.
I think it's because that person might think that maybe that person that they're pursuing even knows that they're probably better with this person. Like, sometimes you can be in a relationship and be like, man, you know, that person would be way better than me, and they know it.
Well, you know what? I tell you right now, that is Bidoofy.
That's Bidoofy. No, I mean.
No, I'm just saying, because we've talked about expectations and all this stuff. How are you going to expect a person to give you what you want and to commit when they are unavailable?
I get that.
And then one thing I have also learned is it's, even if they are unavailable and they do try to pursue you as well, what do you learn from that?
All right, I'm going to give you a tip.
That they can do that to you as well. I'm going to give you a tip to the last one.
I'm going to give you a tip to the person that said this. Just because they're unavailable doesn't mean that there's a person out there that's similar to the person that you want that would not be available. There's so many people out here that it's crazy that there's so many. Hold on, dating apps.
Before you even keep going, remember, this was the person that was bad for her. So don't even go to the availability. Go for somebody that's good for you. Don't go for somebody that's bad for you and they're unavailable. Go for the good person.
I say go with what Miss Pitufa said. I think if everything is natural, the flow, the vibes, you know, like, I think those are check marks. I feel like
so you're saying the person is unavailable though. You
that's
what
I'm saying. No, I'm not saying unavailable. I'm talking about new people. You know what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
meet new people.
That's what I was gonna say. So we're talking about this situation.
I was like, you don't do that.
No, meet new people that have the same similarities that you vibe with. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's dating apps, whether it's, you know, just going out and socializing, because you know it's not all about fucking social media. You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, you go out, go to the bar, sit down, have a drink. Fucking, you know, maybe when you have a drink, you break out of the show and you be more, you know,
Miss Pitufa gonna tell you right now, let that hurt go. Because if you feel like that toxic bullshit is what's comfortable to you, learn self-love, let that hurt go. And you know what? That person that you may not be wanting to pay attention to, give them a chance.
Talk to them.
See who they really are first. Because you know what? That might be your best fucking decision that you do make. Exactly. Give it a chance.
We got a woman's perspective. Exactly. Talk to them.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is you're so trying to go for the wrong one.
I want
one.
You to answer them then. What do you say? I mean, I know you said give them a chance. But
I would tell her that person that's unavailable, don't trump what they got going on. This person that, yeah, maybe you don't see them to be what's comfortable to you, but you know what? How are you ever going to grow if you don't put yourself in uncomfortable situations? Mm-hmm. You're never going to get in a better position, that's or like you're never going to feel anything different.
Hold on,
into a drama hole.
Are you telling her to not do it, but do it?
With the person that she's saying, oh, like, they're reaching out to me, and but it's just not who I want. Give them a chance. Right. Yeah, you did state that you were comfortable with the whole toxic bullshit, and that's what you know. But know something else. Get to learn something else. It could be your best decision.
And then also, what I want to bring up is So you said you know about the toxicity. If you know it's toxic, why do you want to go back?
A lot of the times, like, coming from a female standpoint. And not even,
like, say go back, but, like I said, you know it's toxic. Why would you want to gravitate towards toxicity?
Coming from a female standpoint, my own experiences, you've already dealt with this person for so long. You've done so much to where you're just kind of like, okay, they know me. I know them. Maybe we can fix this. And that maybe is just never really enough. So you have to let that shit go.
But that's what I'm saying. That's when you're invested, is what you're saying. Like, you guys are in a relationship. You guys are invested. You're saying that, and that. She's talking about pursuing somebody that's already in a relationship.
Yeah, you just don't do that.
Because at the end of the day, either way, it doesn't work out.
At the end of the day, say that's your man and there's somebody that's in your position right now trying to pursue him, you're going to be mad as fuck, right? It goes back to being kids, doing to others what you want done unto you. Don't pursue somebody that is not really pursuable.
This nigga a worm.
He's unavailable, so you know what? He's unavailable. You leave him be. And now, if you guys cross paths, you know, after he's alone or something.
She's talking about dealing with toxicity. She's being a little bit toxic herself.
She is. And it's because it's probably just what she's comfortable with.
No,
so it's
no
just
judgment,
what she
knows. But that's being a little bit toxic.
All I know is step out of your comfort zone. Give that one chance to that guy that's actually really trying to be.
All I'm going to say is don't be toxic. Not judging you, not nothing. All I'm going to say is just don't be toxic. Because it sounds like you got to.
I think you should be better to yourself. Be better for yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Being toxic is not good for you. You're talking about pursuing somebody that's unavailable. That's toxic to yourself. You're expecting too much, and it's not going to go down the right path.
I think everybody should be comfortable with who they are. You know, and be yourself. And if somebody loves you for who you are, then, you know, you're headed the right direction. If you got to change for somebody, if you got to be toxic or, you know, be going to go for somebody that's unavailable, then you got some things to work on.
You got some self-love to do.
You got some things to work on. But, you know, there's so many people out there. So, you know, you don't got to throw yourself at somebody that's unavailable. You don't got to throw yourself at people that you don't deserve or don't deserve you.
I'll tell you right now, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Wait for your chance. Don't go wrecking no homes. If he's meant to be with you and you feel like he's better to be with you, give it time. It might unfold. But if they're still in a relationship and he's still unavailable, in whatever way it is, because we don't know fully, but if they're still unavailable, don't keep pursuing it. You're just giving yourself false hope.
So I think we did a really good job covering all this, and we got some more things to cover, but it's also important to leave them out for next episode. And for those who ain't listening, now that's
Be Doofy! Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Hey.
I do want to say shout out to Germ. Germ. Sorry.
Who the fuck is Germ?
I do have a friend named Germ, but no.
Big worm.
I want to give a shout out to Germany.
Germany's been listening to the podcast. Oh, you're talking about the country, Germany.
The country, Germany. There's people out there listening to us in Germany, man, and that's huge, man.
Yeah, like, man.
Shout out to you.
I think that's like Dutch.
I want to say share it to your friends. Share it to your peoples, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we'll grow and shit. You never know. Keep on supporting us. That'd be crazy. We go up there one day to Germany, like, hey, we about to do a podcast over here. But we kind of went a little overboard today. we went way past our hour, and we covered a lot, and we did good. And
give us your favorite mixed drinks so we can try them on the live.
On the live. We're going live next week. Y'all. Just so y'all know, we're going live next week. We out.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
That's the Be Doofy, Be Doofy, Be Doofy, Be Doofy, Be Doofy. In a pod, and Miss Be Doofy got in again. Peace out.